I'm Andrea Murray, and this is All Classical's Northwest Previews. Tonight, Portland's Third Angle New Music gives the world premiere of a string quartet they commissioned from Pulitzer Prize-winning composer Caroline Shaw. The last time we had a chance to talk with Caroline Shaw here at All Classical was right after she won that Pulitzer Prize in 2013 for her choral work Partita for Eight Voices. When she stopped by the studio this week, I wondered if her professional life had changed very much since then.
I'm lucky to get to write with a lot of freedom. I think it was an unusual situation in 2013. I wasn't really known as a composer, so there wasn't a lot for people to look at or know. So I feel really privileged and lucky to be able to have gotten to go in a particular direction that I liked and that I was figuring out. And I've spent the last 6 years or so figuring out whether or not I can write music. I'm always trying to find something, you know, learn something new with each piece. That's kind of one of my big goals. The latest piece that I'm actually still editing it, which I will hopefully print it off in about an hour for the rehearsal, is this new piece for Third Angle called The Evergreen.
Do commissioning organizations tend to have some ideas about what kind of piece they might want to play?
I think Third Angle gave me a lot of freedom. It was a very generous handing of kind of a blank slate over.
I would find that personally overwhelming in a way. I mean, when someone says, I'd like you to create a project that involves these three elements, is this long, that seems like it would be more manageable than saying, Caroline Shaw, do whatever you want.
You're right. I know. The more rules and restrictions you have, often the more freedom you feel. So, you know, string quartet is something that I write for. I actually like to have something kind of cooking on the stove all the time. And it's how I sort of check in with myself in a way. I'd write a lot of things for, you know, orchestra and vocalists. But my sort of deep musical self check-in is through string quartet. So then it becomes the process of starting a piece and figuring out what it is. And in this particular one, I knew that I wanted to write something about nature and that I wanted it to be much kind of slower than other things that I've done, which are sometimes at the speed of conversation. They're kind of chaotic. My guide in the piece was this beautiful evergreen tree that I found walking through a forest on Galliano Island off the coast of Vancouver, BC. Bent, crumpled, very strange, but covered in moss. And I named the movements, I think they are moss, stem, water, root. When you write a piece of music, I don't necessarily end up sticking with the subject matter literally, but they're these sort of spirit guides that are part of it.
I asked Sarah Tiedemann, the artistic director of Third Angle, what it meant to have Caroline Shaw herself in town for these performances.
The most exciting part of playing new music is that we can ask the composers what they want. And sometimes that happens on the phone, sometimes that happens on Skype. And having Caroline here is just remarkable. This is part of why a commission is so exciting. Like we're molding it together.
Yeah. Every day there's a new version of this. And the musicians are so creative and open so that we can have a conversation and make the music better than it would have been without that.
Third Angle New Music will perform works by Caroline Shaw, including the piece they commissioned from her, a string quartet, tonight at New Expressive Works in Portland. Also on the All Classical calendar, the acclaimed jazz violinist Regina Carter joins the Metropolitan Youth Symphony for a work that she's closely associated with called Four Sisters, written by Portlander David Schiff. One movement is a tribute to Aretha Franklin, another to Ella Fitzgerald, the other two to Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday.
These are not arrangements of songs they sang, but there are sly allusions. For instance, in the Ella Fitzgerald portrait, you'll hear a tisket a tasket, but I wrote my own tunes with the feeling of those tunes.
Four Sisters with violinist Regina Carter at the Schnitzer. On Sunday. On Saturday at the Schnitzer, the Portland Youth Philharmonic plays Brahms' Fourth. Also on Saturday, a Beethoven tribute featuring the Arnica String Quartet and the classical guitarist Peter Zisa. And tonight at the Old Church, 45th Parallel presents two different short concerts of music from Scandinavia. We've got information on all the classical concerts in our part of the world on the allclassical.org calendar. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8 and as a podcast. I'm Andrea Murray, and I hope your weekend sounds great.